ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zevachim Daf Mem Aleph. As we're in the middle of holding, the Gemara's dash explaining the brace of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was loymed a kal v'choymer. He wanted to learn to the par of Yom Kippurim that you need the three dim es badom, mitfilah, which the three dinim we had on the top of Mem Amid Beis, es mean that the amin shebe etzba is not choitzitz, but dam means that you have to have in the dam a shir tfilah meikara, and toval means that you can't be maspig, you have to be toval the finger into the dam, you can't be mekaneach from the kli. Those were the three dinim, es, badam, v'tfilah. The shaila was, it doesn't say it by a par Yom Kippurim. So how do we learn it out? As Rabbi Shmuel was machadish that we learn it out with a kal v'chomer from a par pnimi. As what's the kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer was that madoch when it was loyhish for maseim zulazu. Dinah one's a par and one's a seir. Still we learn it out. Kol shkein, when you're learning out a par from a par, sheish for maseim ze leze. That's the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Shmuel, and that's what the Gemara is coming to explain, the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Shmuel. As Nechluku Rashi, in the end of Tosis, brings a Rabbeinu Baruch that holds like Rashi in his Rashi Shita. In the beginning of Tosis, Tosis brings a Rabbeinu Shmuel that's Choylik on Rashi, and the Machlokes is, what's the Pshan in the Braisa, when it says Hishu Maiseyim shall Parvaseyer, I know the Malamid of the Kal V'Chomer, which is Parvaseyer, says there was Hishu Maiseyim Zulazu. As what's Pirish of Hishu Maiseyim Zulazu? It's Machlekes Rashi in the Rabbeinu Baruch, Lu'umas the Rabbeinu Shmuel. So let's start off with Rashi and the Rabbeinu Baruch's Pshat. We'll start off with Rashi. Rashi says, and Hishu Maiseyim Zulazu means, Lagabi the Etzim Zrika, we find there are similarities. Number one, that both the par and the seir do Zrika on the Pereiches, and both the par and the seir do Zrika on the Kronis. As number one, the two Shivuyim that we find, Klapi, where you do the Zrika. And another one we find, is they both do it Be'etzba, not with the Kli. Frek Rashi, there is a nafkamina b'neim, because the Seir of Yom Kippur needs b'n habanim. You do it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'oid, there's a difference in the amount you do on the Pereiches. The Seir of Yom Kippur does 8. As Frek Rashi, how could the Gemara say that the Shavash Yoreim, zeh lezeh, there's differences between them. As Rashi says, Enochinami, but whatever it says in par, it says in seir. Just seir has a little bit more than the par, but whatever it has in par, it also has in seir. As he says, that's pshat in the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hisu maiseyem lemaydich sibuhu. The lashon of the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Amid Beis. What's the lashon lemaydich sibuhu? Then Enochinami, it's not shovel legamri. It's only shovel lemaydich sibuhu means in the par. Copy that, the shovel. Abavada the seir has more. That's the pshat in Rashi. And Tosis brings down the Rabbeinu Shmuel, that he brings this Rashi, and he has two questions on Rashi's pshat. Aleph, that if it comes out, we're learning out the seir from the par, because they have a shivui in this gimel dinim, as im ken, you could learn out a par Yom Kippur, also for the same reason, it also shares these three things in common. As im ken, what do we have to make a whole new kal v'chomer? Just learn it out. The same way you learn out the seir, learn out the par. That's one shayla. Another shayla Tosis says is afterwards the Gemara continues and they say it's the same way we learn out par from par, as you could learn out seir from seir. You could learn out seir yom kippurim misera v'edus kerchovim. Frek Tosis that over here we're coming to explain a brisa of Rabbi Shmuel. In the Brais of Rabbi Yishmael, we only spoke about the par. We didn't speak about the Seir. So why is the Gemara explaining that you're learning out Seir Yom Kippurim? Who in the Braisa is talking about it? Those are the two kashas, Tosis, Yes, and Rashi. The Pachas of Yishev on the second Shailah, it could be that Enoch Inami, the Braisa, didn't speak about it. But once the Gemara said that there's a Yalfusa that we learn out, Misha Shova Bekarbonus, we learn out of Hadadi, Azmea Toitam, you could learn out that Aser from Aser. Askilu, the Gemara is listing off all the karbonis that are shavan adadi, that you're laimed adadi, because that's the shame halibit of Rabbi Yishmael. He's being mechadish, the karbonis shav adadi, afshi lumoid me adadi. As what is the Rabbeinu Shmuel learn? He learns a different pshat in Hishru Maiseim, that is going klapi the guf adin of Espedam ubetvila. How do you know by Seir there's a din of Espedam ubetvila? It doesn't say it. Oh, that's why the Gemara over here is explaining how you learn how to say it, that a Seir has a din of Espedam ubetvila. It's Miyashiv, the other Kasha of Rashi also. Rashi is, how could you say this Shava? And Rashi learns is going on Shir of the Matonis. Hare, they're not Shavin Shir Matonis. There's more Matonis in a par in a Seir. Lefi Rabbeinu Shmuel, we're not going on the Shir of the Matonis. We're going on the Din of Espedam, but Tefillah and Klapi, that the Shava Legamri. But Taisis is choilek on this Rabbeinu Shmuel. He brings the Rabbeinu Baruch, which is the reason why Rashi wouldn't want to learn that way, is because he holds you can't learn out the din of Espedam Tfilo Mikal V'choymer Sheyesh Pircha. V'oy, the Rabbeinu Baruch speaks out, Lefi Rashi is Mavur, why there's a Tana which is choilek on Rabbi Shmuel? Because it comes out, Lefi Rashi, we're making a Kal V'choymer from Hishu Midoseyim in the amount of the Zrika to a din of Espedam Ubetvila. The other man, the Yama, holds, being that they're two different dinim, you can't make a Kal V'choymer. As Lefi Rashi, it's good, Vosgei Doda Machloikis. Masha'en Ken Kilu Lefi Rabbeinu Shmuel, Vosgei Doda Machloikis. In the big Tosis crowd, there is a Shailah, that if we're learning out the din of Espadamu Batfila with the Kal V'choymer, as Im Kain we should say Dayoy, that Efshe, the only time you need Espadam Batfila is by a par, is by the Zrikas that they share in common. But by the extra Zrikas that you have by a par Yom Kippurim, that you don't have by a par Helam Dover, over there's no way to learn it out of the par Helam Dover. As Lachar, you should say Dayoy. Over there, you shouldn't need Espadam Ubetvila. And Taisa says, Yesh Lodin, if it's a Taina. He doesn't explain what the Dinu Dvarim. As could be, you could say that the Nidin of Taisa is maybe over here it's not Shayach Dayoy, because over here, Klapi, all the Zrikas that are Efsha, there's a Din of Espadam Betvila. As I say, we'll learn out to Par Yom Kippur, by all its rikas, there's Espedam uvetvila. Va'oid, it's a big chiddush. So what? Chelik, seven of the rikas is going to need Espedam uvetvila, and the eighth one not. Arei Taisa Mem Aleph Amid Beis Divrei HaMasel V'Atana says Loi Mechalkinan Bahazois. Talking about something else, maskim. But you could borrow the Svar of Taisis over there to answer the Shail of Taisis over here also, that we shouldn't say Loi Mechalkinan Bahazois. Don't learn out a Chelik, yeah, Chelik not. So that's the two ways of learning what, how to answer the Shail of Taisis from Dayoy. Okay, as that's the beer of what does it mean, Parvaseya Hishvu Maisein. Papi, what are we talking about? Then the Gemara continues, and we say the Kal V'choymer, Ma the Chapar say, that it was Lo Hishva Korban HaSeyim, Mitzitram HaSeyim, Paru Par, Shehishva Korban HaSeyim, Ein Oidin, Shehishva HaSeyim. As which par are we learning out of? As Tosis brings down that the Giras in the Gemara is mi par helam davar. Rashi is Mashana the Girsa, and he says Lapar Koyin Mashiach. As the seat in Ois Aleph is Mazbil Machlaikis Rashi and Tosis, very Gishmak Lashitasai. Rashi, if you remember on Daf Mem, the Daf before we had, Rashi Shita is Es Badam Vitvila is written Dafka by Par Koyin a Mashiach, and not by Par Helam Davar. You can't say we're learning out the din of Es Badam Tefillah from Par Helam Davar. It doesn't say it there. And the klal is a davar lamed behekish and a lamed behegish. As therefore, Rashi was forced to be goyis mi par koyin Mashiach. Mashenki in Tosis l'zitasay and daf mem lamed beis. The top Tosis brought her a beinu tam that was chaylik on Rashi and learns that this drush of Es Badam is kosev also by Par Helam Davar. Zay b'zay, he could learn like the girsa of Par Helam Davar. B'daymel zay, you have a similar machlekes in the Hemshech of the Alfusin, Ser Yom HaKippurim Miser Avodah Zarah. Dainu, the Gemara learns out the seer of Sayer of Yom HaKippurim Miser of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara asks, V'chidava lamed mihekesh choyzer umalamed bekal l'chaymer. The Gemara answers, yes, you can. The Shita holds yes. As what's this kal v'chaymer that we're learning out Ser Yom HaKippurim Miser Avodah Zarah? As Rashi says, we're talking about the din, the hekish, the Bryce is talking about the din of Ser Yom HaKippurim Yiser Avodah Zarah, because you'll nilmad with a hekish, that you're makish by Par Elam Dover to Par Koyin HaMashiach. Oh. As this is a chiddush, why? Because this is Rashi Lashita Asai. Hare Rashi on Daf Mem Amid Beis, Rashi holds that when you have the Hekish, meaning the Hekish was written in Par Helam Davar. In Par Helam Davar, it said a whole bunch of Korbanos. It said, Ser Yom HaKippurim, Ser Avodah Zarah. As the question was is the Hekish rak the Par Helam Davar? Or is the Hekish in what's written in the Pasuk too? Dainu from the Ser Yom HaKippurim to Ser Avodah Zarah. As Rashi Shita was that the Hekish is even not only when Makishit to the Helam Davar, but whatever's Nisrab in the Pasik when Makishah Dodi. Dainu Ser Yom HaKippurim Miser Avodah Zarah Makishah Dodi. As Lefi Rashi, that's what the Gemara is asking here. V'chidavar halamed behekish choyzeh melamed bekal v'chaymer. Rashi's Mefarish is going on the words in the Braisa of Ser Yom HaKippurim Miser Avodah Zarah. And Rashi has a makor from here that you can make such a hekish. Abetaisis on Daf Mem Amid Beis brings their Beinu Tam, that their Beinu Tam is choylik, and their Beinu Tam learns that no, you can't be makish what it says in the drushes in the pasuk. The hekish is only to the parallel davers, but not to the drushes wadadi. Aye, so how do you know the din of Ser Avodah Zarah? As Tosfos says that it's written in Gufa in the Pasuk of Ser Avodah Zarah, these three dinim. As Lefi Tosfos, you have to learn that the Shaila of the Gemara is on the Kal V'Chomer Rishon of Par. On that, the Gemara is asking something which is nomad with a Hekish. How could you be Choyzer Ulamad with a Hekish? So, okay, that's the first part of the Amid. And we saw two Nakudas. We saw what's the Hishvu Magdaseyem and what's Pshad in the Gemara Shaila of Dovra Lomid Behekish Choyzer Melamed Bekalva Choymer. Yeah. So another small Nakuda in the Girsa of the Gemara. Now the Gemara moves on to be mavar the hemshich of divrei Rabbi Shmuel. I knew not the kal v'chomer, but in the brisa it said lepar ze par helam dover shel tzibur. That is an extra word of par to teach us the din of par helam dover shel tzibur. Frag the Gemara that what do we need it for? We're gufa talking about by a par helam dover shel tzibur. That's why do you have to be marbit? As the Gemara says, we're coming to learn our parayelam dover shel tzibur b'yaseres v'shtei kilyus l'seri avedus chachovim. We want to learn out from the parayelam dover shel tzibur that it needs in haktaras imurim shtei kilyus and the yaseres akoved. Well, as a mele, we're trying to learn out that that thing is noig by seri avedus chachovim, and we have a problem. Parayelam dover is gufa nilmud behekish. Must be that therefore we need another extra word in the pasuk, as that makes it kilu, it's kasa behedian, it's not a hekish, because there's an extra word. As a mele, you could be choyza u melamed further. Ad kan di gemara. As Toisvis, in the beginning of Mem Amid Beis, asks his major question on Rashi Shita and Daf Mem Amid Beis from this sugya. The we saw before in Rashi on Mem Amid Beis Shita is the Hekish is not only Par Helam Davar to the other places, but every Riboy that it says in the Parsha is also Kshinan Adadi. Frek Toisvis, if that's the case, is why do we need another word of par to teach us that you could be makish ladadi? Hare lefi Rashi, anything that's there's an extra ribui already, a ser avedis kerchavim, already has an extra ribui. It's already was nisrabe. As there's no problem of enu choizum alamed behekish. What do we need another pusik for? As taizus mechir from here, not like the klal of Rashi. That in the ribuyim in the pasuk you could learn with the hekish and there's no problem of hekish choizu malamed behekish. No, you need everything to be written the hedya. That's where Rabbeinu Tam went and explained how everything was written behedya. As the shayla is lefi Rashi, how do you answer? Bukhari, in this gemara we see even the things that are written lehedya in the pasuk are not makshin on adadi. How is Rashi going to answer? As Lechayr, it's muhoch to learn in Rashi that there's two ways of learning out, two different dinim. One is we're learning out how many zrikas you need. So how many zrikas you need, espadam, utfila, those are dinim in the etzim zrika. As that, you could learn out adadi. Masha'en kein, this din of haktaris imurin, that it's yaseris and shteya kloyis, that you can't learn out. Taisus says, why? What's the difference? Oh, this is what you see in Rashi. What's the difference between the two dinim? As the Shita in Mem Amid Beis Oisches, he's rather talking about something else, but he says a svara which will help us. The Shita over there says, when you're learning the din of Espadam Tfila, it's nichlal in the din when you're learning out how many zrikas, because it's a gilui milso ba'alma, how to make the zrika. As when you're learning out the Zrikas with the Hekish, as it's Nichlal Mamela, the din of Espadama Tfila, because they're also a din in the Zrika. Masha'en came the din of Aktarasi Murim, das is gar an andere din. It's a din in Aktarasi Murim, not in the Zrika. As I say, the Hekish Be'ikr was said, Klapi Wad, Klapi the Zrika. As once there's a hekesh klapi the zrika, as any din in zrika where it's nizgal on the zrika is nichlal in the hekesh of the pasuk. Masha engin the din of haktaris yeseris v'shtei akloyes. Das din haktaris imurim. Nish the din in the zrika. On that the ikers hekesh wasn't set on. The ikers hekesh was set on the zrika, not on the haktaris imurim. As therefore, it's not nichlal in the limur. And Yediyah Rabasi, in Taisvis, in Yuma, Dafnun Zayin, there's a remez to this Svara. Over there in the Gemara in Yuma, Dafnun Zayin, Rashi says this similar klal, that when you have a Hekish, and it's Ribuy, a lot of examples, as the Hekesh works for the examples, they're Hukshua Dodi. And Taisus over there again is Chaylakan Rashi Lashitasa, and he asks from our Gemara. But over there, Taisus answers Rashi, and he says, you have to say that Shani, the Aktaris Emurim, which is a different din, it's not Nichlal in the original Hekesh. Only something which is Nichlal in the original Hekesh, that you're Makshina, and you could be Mamshech the Hekesh also. As Lamaisa Toysa says it to answer Rashi and Yuma. Once we have that Svara to answer Rashi and Yuma, you could use it to answer Rashi by us from Toysa's Shaila too. Thus is the Gemara and the different Yalfuses in the Gemara that we have. The Briskerov and Stencil over here. That we find two karbonis chattis, which are born a helam davar shel tzibur, meaning bezdin paskin for the tzibur that they should do a certain thing. Betoyis, and the tzibur made a mistake and listened to bezdin, as we find that there's a din a par helam davar on kol achatoyis. On chattis of chilul Shabbos, anything that you bring a carbon chattis on, and over here by avodah zara, the chel of avodah zara, the Torah said there's a seyer. As klal the briskerov, what's the pshat? Is it the vort? The betzem? It's all one big din of par helam davar. It's par helam davar. Just by one avodah, the Torah said you bring a different carbon. Or no. From the fact that the Torah said you bring a different carbon, as that shows that it's a totally different parsha, totally different carbon. The Torah was mechalikit the shtei karbonis nifrados. The MS, the Torah wrote it in two different places. Harei parayim davar is in parshas v'yikra, so with the regular karbonis chattis, and the din of seir of helam davar b'avodah zara is in parshas shlach. Chasti, not a hechrich. It's two bazundin yon. Thus, clear the biskirov. Now that the Torah was machalikit klapi the korbanis, it's an under a din or it's the zelvedin. Din? My nafkeminul it ends in the dina. As the biskirov in stencil says, maybe you could say a nafkemina is in the din of shaloi lishma. Let's say you shachar a chattis of a helam davar of chilul Shabbos for a chattis. The shame chattis of avodah zara, as do you say, is it called an shinui kodesh or not? We learned the first mishnah. There's a psul of shinui kodesh. If you do it for shame korban acher, it's possible. Because what's the din if you do a chattis of a helam dover of shchul Shabbos for a chattis of a helam dover of avodah zara? It's svei bazunda korbanis. There's a psul of shalai lishma. Or no, it's the zelba korban. There's no psul of shalai lishma. It's not a shinui kodesh. Yesh Lodin on this nafkamina from the Gemara in Yuma Samach Beis, which is Mavur, that if you shachat a say the Sira Yom Kippurim b'chutz is chayiv. Why? Mishum sheroi lak Torah b'fnim b'tayris chates al mizbeach achutz. Mavur that it's kosher for this carbon. It's not called an under chefs of chates, even though you will makdash it to use it for sirim. But you could still use it for chattis chitzayni. Yeah. It's not called a shinui kodesh. Madach a regular chattis, kolshkein, this chattis, yeah. It's been a shvi, whether you'll have a shayla, yesh lepalpo, yeah. Even if you'll be doicha than afkemina, v'alamaisa lechakidah zechakidah. As the Brisker Rav wrote a raya from this praisa. Why? Because there's two drushes that we have in the Braisa that tell us that Sirei Avodah Zara have a din like a Par Elam Dover. One is the Lashon of Chattis, the Par Elam Dover, that the Gemara brought the Braisa on Lamites Amid Beis, that we learn out from the word Chattis, Klapi the Matonis Domim, that the Seir of an Avodah Zara has a din of a Matan Domim of a Par Elam Dover. And now, in the Gemara is maybe Oid Hekish, that it says Chatosam Vishigigosam, that the shoven l'inyan yoseres v'shtei ha'kloyes, that's the braisa mem aleph amen aleph. Freg the Gemara by us. What do we need it for? What do we need a new hekesh in Parshas Shlach? Tepegle als the hekesh, which was written in Vayikra. That's freg the Gemara. Tepegle mikra kama, kama, damar marchatas, rabbi seri, avedis kachavim. As her papa answers, because that's only klapi hazois, the ksivim begufa. Aval yeseris is takes kloyes, the loy ksivim begufa. Aim aloy. The Brisker of is that if the Hekish that tells us the Kabbanis have the same thing, it's just a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, that it becomes the Zelba Karbin, as what do you need two occasion for? One Hekish should be enough, meaning four Hekish, okay, I see it's a different Behema, maybe it's a different Karbin. As if the Hekish is just a Gilui Milsa, that it's the Zelba Karbin, as what do you need two occasion for? As in the fact that you need two Akeshim, must be that even after the Hekish, it's not the same din. As being that it's not the same din, as a Mela, you need a Hekish for every din vidin. Means it's not the same carbon, as you need a Hekish for every din and din. Refractor Briskirov, the Rambam is Meduyik, not that way, because the Rambam in Maisa Karbonis Perikei Alocha Tesayin, when he brings down this din on Alocha, that we find that Siria Voidazara is the same din as Par Helem Davar, the Rambam says that the reason why they're similar is Lefi Shein Chatas Akal, both of them are a Chatas that you bring for a Tzibur, Dinam Ke Par Helem Davar Lekol Hakosuba. As the Rambam says, that it's all the same, because they're all coming for the same Mechayev. It's all a Chatas Akal. As L'chayra, you see in the Rambam, that the Rambam learned Pshat in the Hekish, that it's all one. The Hekish is teaching you it's all one. L'fi zeh, l'ma tzarech ha-Hekish b'fnei atzmo yal kol din. As the Briskerov goes, that he brings the Taris Kanim in Vayikra, and Diburi de Koiva, Perik Vav, Alocha Yud, that learns out from the word Chatas Akal, the Dinam Shava L'Sreifa. Zokta Briskerov, that was the mocker of the Rambam, the Dinam Shava Mishum De Chatas Akal. Ivazei, the Rambam Enochinam, mitzad the Drosh of the Gemara, mitzad the Keshim of the Gemara held its Svebazunder Karbanus. Avin the Tyrus Koyanim, the Rambam went with the Torah's canon that says Chatas Akal. Oh, if the Drosh is Mishum Chatas Akalu, as then the Drosh is being Megala that it's all Chatas Akalu, it's one gather. As the Rambam went with the Drosh in the Torah's Koyanim. Lamaise, it's a Geshmakish Tigal Torah. Kedar Gebe Kodesh. Aval Derech HaPshat. Comes out, he's making a machlekes, the Rambam and the Gemara. A machlekes, the Tzadik Kanim and the Gemara. It's not so muchach that there was a machlekes. You could learn the Tzadik Kanim. He's learning out a third din. That's why he brought it. Yeah. How will you be miyashiv the Rambam with the Gemara? Efshe, you'll say that once you have two dinim, two ekeshim, as the Rambam holds, after the first Hekish, it's not Muchach, that it's Hainuach. Maybe it's only Klapi Hazaz Damim. But once you see two Hekeshim, then it's different. Or, you could say that Tosis Amem Aleph Amid Beis, boys, there's a Mandiyama Tana that holds. You learn everything out of one Hekish. To know what gufa is the machlekes, if you could learn out everything out of one hekesh, maybe takin the chakira the risker of, as maybe the Rambam was paskening, like that man di yomar. That's a different kivunim on the Rambam. So make ad goshen taisis in yuma daf nun vav amid aleph taisis es that once we learn out chatas of Siria avayda zara from par, as you should learn out, you need smicha also. Stais answers, because the Gemara says that the Hekesh was only Klapi Hazar Saddam. As in Taisis, you see that even after the Hekesh Sheni, it's not a Gilui Milsa. And Tzarech Lomad called in Bifnei Atzmai. After the Rambam is Choylik. You say Smicha is different. I don't know why. Okay, this is the Hekeshim in the Dinim and the Makairis and the different Svaris and Lomdis in the Parhelim Dover and the Seir. Now let's move on to the big famous Sugya on the Mem Aleph Amid Beis, the Sugya of Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir. It starts on Mem Aleph Amid Beis and it continues to the Hemshech of the Sugya. Let's start the Sugya Bez Hashem today. As the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Nochus and Davte Zayin, that the Nechlak remain the Chachamim in a Mincha, that there's two Matirim. There's the Koimitz and the Levoina. As could you be Mefagel in just one of them? If you were Mefagel in the Koimitz, is it a Pigel or not? As Rashi learns, the Machlekes is, when you Oysa the Haktara, and you mechashe pigol b'shas daktara. The Makor of Rashi is a brisa later on, Amid Beis, which is mefurish, that the machloikis is by haktara, but by the other avoides that you do in the koimitz and the levoine, dahinu the kiddush klisaris, the kmitza v'chulei, in those avoides, there's no machloikis, there's no inyan of pigol b'chatzi mater. Rashi explains, because each one of the other avoides, ya'oysa kol echad b'fnei atzmai, because it's not called the chatzi mater, only in the ktara. That's how Rashi starts off the sugya, and it's how Pida Braisa later on. The Rambam in Psuli HaMekdoshin, Perek Tesayin, Halacha Zayin, he learns the machloikis is even by all avoides. Yeah. Plus you have to know how it stems with the Braisa later on. As that's Klapi what we're talking about. Pashas, we're going in the Avoidus Aktara. That's the Pashas of the Braisa later on. The Rambam is a Rizig Yechidish differently. You have to know how to be Miyash of the Rambam with the Braisa. And the Gemara, the Sugyanas, is Danning. What's the time of Reb Meir? If it's Mishum Mefaglim Bechatzi Matir, that's why he holds its Pigel. Or is it because he holds Koloisa al Das Rishayno Oisa? The Gemara by Yas brings Rish Lakish that holds that's Mishuma Oisa al Das Rishayno Oisa. And the Gemara in Menachis and Davte Zayin, it brings Rav Shmuel that they hold the Tam of Remez Mishuma Faglim Bechatzi Mater. As Kuntachais, we have a Machlaikis. What are we bringing Rish Lakish here? Because the Gemara over here brings a raya from our Mishnah that the Tam of Reb Meir is Mishum Aldas Rishayna Oisa. Being that the Sugi here is because of the Mishnah of Aldas Rishayna Oisa, that's why the Gemara brought in Dafka Rish Lakish. The Sugi over here is Neschalik Lishnei Chalokim. The first Chalik of the Sugi is in Yonim of Aldas Rishayna Oisa, which is where Rish Lakish learns Pshat and Reb Meir, and the second is the Mefaglin Al-Chatzi Mater Dikin Yanim. First, let's start off with the Oysal Das Rishayna Dikin Yanim. This is a famous Machloikis. What's Pshat in Oysal Das Rishayna Hu Oysa? In the Brisker Robin Stencil, in Menachas Davte Zayin, in the Karen Oira, on Dav Beis Amid Beis, say, if filu im chishev lehedya ba'avoida shniya cheres and mashachoshev b'avoida rishayna, then even if the person's really not thinking adaita the rishayna, he's thinking for something totally different, you still say aldasa rishayna oisa. That's the mashmoisa, the stimus agemara. As the briz is masber, because this aldasa rishayna oisa doesn't mean because there's a umdenev, this is what he did make kara. Mistama, this is what he meant later on. No, it's not a umdina, it's a lomdisha vote. The vote is that the mice is misparish kifila machshava rishaina. as even if he wants to change the machshava, it doesn't help because the mice is upgeteich with the machshava rishayna that he had when he started. And he can't change that machshava because once the mice is upgeteich, it stays that way. Thus is the mahalich of the Briski Rav. However, the Sfas Emes in Menachis is choylik. He brings down such an afsharis like the Briski Rav. And Misvara, he argues, Arei Machpigel, you need a machshava paiselas. It's not enough that the mice is obgeteich. You need a machshava to pasel. That's why should it help that the mice was misparish, lasis pigel. Void, he brings a shena raya from the hemshech of the sugya. In the Gemara and Daf Mem Beis, there was a havamina, lefi chelik of the Amarayim, that there are times when you don't say al das rishayno oisa. One man diyamar, if the first one you did with das, and the third one you did with das, and the middle one you didn't do with das, then you don't say al das rishayno oisa, because he saw the middle he did without das, and the third he did with das. If he, the other man diyamar over there, the other amayra, if he did 1, 2, and 3 with Das, and Rashi learns 4th without Das, as then we don't say Al-Das Rishayna, because 3 times in a row he had Das. It's not Mistabra that he did the 4th one with Das. It's like this Vasemes Bishleim, if it's Umden is, as then you could say Svaris. Listen, he did 1st and 3rd, and not 2nd Mashma, he's not thinking that way. But if you learn it's a Lomda Shivot of Upgeteich, as my Nafkamina. Aye, the stimus advarim, it doesn't help if he's thinking different. As there's Yedir Rabasi, Arzaru, and Chilik Aleph, Simin, Tov, Reish, Yud, Aleph. Mitzvah Lofar saying that he says that a klal, and whenever Chazal, a Mishayir, Daita, Shal, Adam, and they say Umdina, it doesn't help even if he's saying not that way. And he brings a bunch of dugmois. The Mashal the Gemara in Pesachim says is the Umdin and Neich LaAdam Shekai Mitzvahs B'Mamayna. Even the guy says, "I don't want." It doesn't help. Kach is the Umdina. And one of the examples he brings is Adaita Derishayna Huaisa. As you see, Klar is learning like the Sfas Emes that it's Midin Umdina. More Meduyik, like I said, you see the Sfas Emes has a Maka from a Rishon, the Arzarua. He's learning it's midin umdana and darzeros miyashiv, the diuk of the Briski Rav, that the stimus advar and mashma doesn't make a difference. Yes, because once it's a umdana, it doesn't make a difference. Okay, that's one Indian al das rishayna hu oisa. There's another nakuda in al das rishayna hu oisa, a shtigal shaila in stirin sugyas, a stira in la locha. What do we hold? Meaning over here, Rish Lakish is Mechadish, that Rameya holds Kola Oysa, Aldas Rishaynu Oysa. The Fi Rish Lakish, what are the Chachamim in the Mishnah Choylik, the Mishnah Menachas? They hold that you don't say Kola Oysa, Aldas Rishaynu Hu Oysa. It's Yachid V'Rabim, Halacha K'Rabim. Void, we already saw Rabbi Shmuel hold, even Rameya don't hold Kola Oysa, Aldas Rishaynu Oysa. You don't say kol oisal das rishayna hu oisa. At Freg Dachreinim, we find two other gemaras where you say kol oisal das rishayna hu oisa. The gemara in Shabbos Dav Sadik Aleph Leinyan Haitzah Shabbos. You only chayev on something that you were machshavit. Let's say you machshavit shir for zera as you chayev, even if afterwards you're not thinking that you're machshev it anymore, but you say, Al-Dasa Rishayna Waisa. And over there, the halacha is paskin that way. It's a gemara that we hold that way, pashtis, and chim pasuk the Rambam, and hilchus Shabbos, perek yud ches, halacha chof aleph. Nachreinim grada is, and one more gemara from the gemara of Shaloi Lishman, daf beis amid beis, that the gemara also over there says, Al-Dasa Rishayna Waisa. Over there is not so schwer because over there the Gemara just brought it down to be doicha something, and anyway, at the end of the day, we don't hold it a tchia. Yeah, the Shaila from there is not so schwer. The Shaila is from the Gemara in Shabbos. Oh. The Shaila is, how could you be machalik between these sugyas? as the Keren Ayra, and the Beis Amud Beis, he says you could say that only in our sugya, when there's an Isser, because you're doing Machshavas Pigel, it's an Isser. And we say we don't do Altasa Rishayna to do an Aveira. But over there in Shabbos, where it's not talking about an Aveira, as then you don't say, then you still say Aldas Rishayna. Why? So down over there, he's thinking what he's going to use the Chayfetz for. That's not an Aveira. As a Mela, you don't say Aldas Rishayna. Why? Oh, you do say Aldas Rishayna. Why? And the Tziv, says a different Mahalich. The Tziv makes a diak in Rashi. That Rashi over here, Vihi ma Rashi is Megala the big Yisoid, v'chol machshava did kachim moitzi bepehu. I'm glad that there's a diak in the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara here is b'shtika machshava, and the opposite of machshava is b'shtika. If you don't need a dibur, it's the opposite, it's not shtika. The opposite is shaloi b'machshava. Shtika is the opposite of dibur. There's grad the diktuk in the Gemara like Rashi. Rashi says it again on Membez Amir Aleph, Shemir Fagel, Vachuitzi Pigel Bisvasov. As why over here is Rashi Megala the Soy that Pigel is Be'in on Dibur? As if you look well at Rashi, Rashi says it, Zokta Netziv, when he's explaining the Chachamim. Rabban and Zavi Aldas Rishayin Eloyam Rinon. Elim kein omar raf b'sheni v'chol machshava dekodshem moitzi b'pehu. As it wants to learn, Rashi Gufo is explaining why you don't say al dasa rishayne, because over here is totally in dibur and not in das. And the only time you say al dasa rishayne voice is when it's totally in das. As Lefiza is miyushav lahashli, the shayla from the Gemara in Shabbos, because over the end Shabbos you don't need a dibur. It's a din in machshava. It's a machshava. You say al das rishayinu aisa. Mashenkin pigel needs a das. I mean, needs a dibur. Grada lefize. You could also answer dav beis amir beis. As Rashi Menachos dav beis amir beis is mevur that the only time you need a dibur is by pigel, because kedei lechayev a person in the einish, you need a dibur. How else could you be mechayev? You're mechayev a person from machshava, Rashi says. He brings the raya also from shlichas yad. You're not mechayev in machshava of shlichas yad. You're mechayev for the dibur of shlichas yad. But this Rashi is a mocker, the way the Ksais learns Rashi, Vamitziya Daf Yud, the famous Rashi, that you're not chayiv if it walks into your chatzah by gneiva, even if you think that you want to steal, you have to do a maisa. As the Ksais says, because you're not chayiv b'machshava. Yeah. Could be it's a gneiva dikavot, or could be Rashi holds you're never chayiv on a machshava. You see a klal in Rashi in three places. Dot. Abavina Shvi, Rashi over there says it's a din chiyuv. Chiyuv is only by pigel. Aba by shaloi l'shma, it wouldn't be true. As memela by shaloi l'shma, the Gemara could say al dasa rishaynu oisa. As it would be miyashiv the shayla from dav beis amid beis also. Yeah, and chen is meduyik, because Rashi in all the sugyas of shaloi l'shma didn't say you need maitzi b'peh, only over here, as it's kavaldik meduyik that way. Rak shetzarich lahaysif, that lachayrin Rashi menachas on beis amir beis is mashma not that way, because lachayrin Rashi is going by machshavas pigel. Also lashon of Rashi over here, v'chol machshava dekodshim moitzi bepehu. As lachayrin you have to say, like it's meduyik in Rashi menachas, that the being that Shaloi Lashma is nichlal in the pasuk of Lo Yechoshev, and Lo Yechoshev was said on Pigel, and that chiyuv of Lo Yechoshev has to have a dibur, a suadin Shaloi Lashma. Right, if you find it's here, Shaloi Lashma, they get malkus. But it's got to be beis amid beis. The Reis, it's Meduyik in Rashi over here by Shaloi Lashma, that he doesn't say this klal, he only brings it over here in Pigel, Chayim Rashi, Menachas is mashma, it's a klal in Shaloi Lishma also, because Shaloi Lishma is nomad from the same place as Pigal, as Dinam Shogar. Is that chilek? If you could answer Beis Amid Beis, it stims in Rashi's over here, just in Rashi and Menachas is mashma lechayra differently. But either way, that's the Mahalach HaNitziv. Let's come back. The Shaila was a Shaila for Stira here in Shabbos, the Teretz is, where you need a Dibor. So if you need a Dibor, you don't see Aldas Rishaynu. So Masha'in came by Shabbos, where you don't need a Dibor, as then you say Aldas Rishaynu Hu Oysa. Briskerov in Stencil on Dav Beis and Menachas Dav Tezayin, he says a different word than the Zayda. Yeah. And Grada, this is the Nitziv's Teretz of Dibur is only good for Rashi. That Rashi holds you need a Dibur for Pigol. She distastes this also. However, the Chinuch and the Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalet, the Rambam in Pesulei Magdashim Perek Yud Gimel, Aloha Aleph, Amaduyik, not that way. Feed of Reyem, the Mishnah Melech's Medayik, the Rambam, that they hold that the Psula Pigal is B'machshava. Feed of Reyem, you can't say the Teretz and the Tziv, is how you're going to answer. As the Briskos, you have the other Teretz of the Keren Oira type. The Briski Rav wants to say another Mahalach. There's a Geshmak Achilik between the two Sugis, the Sugi in Shabbos and the Sugi over here. That over there in the Sugyan Shabbos, it's a Nakud of Chshivas. If you machshiv the Chayfetz, because you're going to use it for Zera, as it's Choshev. As we say, even though later on he's not thinking he's going to use it for Zera, but it's not bottled the Chshivas of the Chayfetz. Mashenkin by Pigel, you need a machshova ha-paiseles. You need to think lamais it's possible, as that's what the Chachamim are tining, al daita derishayinu. Loisa doesn't help because Lamaisa there's no machshava paizeles. As Lefize, even though the Gemara uses the same words, Aldasa Rishaynu Oisa, it's a totally different Indian. Over there, it's a different Lomdis. Over there, the word is in Chshivas. As then we say Aldasa Rishaynu Oisa. And over here, it's Klapi the machshava. One more had Gosha in Pshat. That we saw Chakira, how does Aldasa Rishaynu Oisa? Does it work with Umdenod or Zerua and the Svasemis or is it a Lomdis? Oh. As the Karenoya that was Machalik, if you're being Oivan Aveira or not, he was going, it's a din in Umdenod. There's no Umdenod, a person wants to be Oivan Aveira. The Briski Rav's Mahalik is going to Shitase, he learns it's a din in the Maisa being uptouched. As then he says that the Chacham Machoilu, because they hold it's not enough the Maisa of Taich, you need a Machsheves Pigel. As Grado, what the Sfas Emes is on the Mahalach of the Briski Rav Gufa learns, that's why the Chacham Machoilu, that's Gufa Gate the Machlaikis. It's interesting. Taif. Okay, as thus is the Chelek of the Sugya of Aldasa Rishayne. There's another chilek of the sugya mafaglim bechatzim matu that the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah that the Mishnah holds a vice al das rishayna hu oisas. Tois is divrei maslami mai is mechir from the Gemara that gam leman diyama ein mafaglim bechatzim matu. It just means there's no chiyah pigala, but there's a psul. Because the Mishnah says that it's possible, and the Gemara doesn't say, okay, if the Mishnah says it's possible, must be you can't hold a mafaglim b'chatzi mater. It's mashman the Gemara that it's okay, even according to the man, the Yom Eim, mafaglim b'chatzi mater could be there's a psul. A befrektasis in the Gemara in Psachim, daf samach gimel, is mevur that if you sheikh it simen echod lemoilim, it's simen echod la'reilim, if you look at chomim that hold a mafaglim b'chatzi mater, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? It should be possible. As Taisis says, Vais to Chois, this psul of Pigal is midrabanon, a gzeiratu minchas chayte, where there's only one matter. And that's, that gzeira is not shayach by two simonim. Ablafize, frekri bekive eger, the Gemara says another tzir of chatzim matter, by shtei kvasim. at a matad lechem, and over there, it's not shayach the gzeira of Taisvis. Oh, that's a starke shayla. You have to know the answer. However, Rashi and Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis is mavur not that way. In the Mishnah and Divrei Amasa Lefikach, Rashi says that the time it's possible is even though we hold a mefagla mechatzi mater. But being that you need the zrika to be mater the korban, as it has a koyach to pasul, it's mashma it's possible make the dina. Chenis meduik in Rashi Amid Beis Amid Beis, but Divrei Amasa Ki, that Rashi says. He asks a question, why by kol pigol is a neshav k'moysha hukruvua mater? K'mitzvasa, if he was chishav and kol hazrikis, as he was, it was done b'psul. Zokt Rashi, it must be the Torah said that if you're machashiv, the same machshav, and you continue it in all the zrikas, azam machshav ha-psula doesn't passel. Rashi's going according to Mandi Amei Mefagla Mechatzi Mater, and he's asking a shayla on the Torah, and he answers Kachit Shah Torah, Muchach in Rashi, that it's a psul daraisa. Neachiezen Chelik Beis, Simon Lamed Ois Gimel wants to bring a raya from the Rambam, Psulei Makdoshim Perik Desayin Halacha Vov, that he holds like Rashi also. Masarach Biela Devrayim, how are they going to be Miyashiv, the shayla of Taisvis and the Gemara and Besachim? As the Panami Iris and the Karen Aira say Gishmake Yishuv, they say there's a chilek between the Psula Mulam Arelim and Pigel. That by Mulam and Arelim, if you do one Maisa and you machashe both machshavas in the same Maisa, it's kosher. Ashenkin be Pigel, if you have one Avoida and you machashe a chilek Pigel and a chilek Stam, it's possible. Say Bezei is doch Gishmak. The word is, when you have two matirim, we look at it as one big avoida. As by mulim v'arelim, when there's one big avoida, if you do mulim v'arelim together, it's kosher. As huadin, in the din of, if you mechashev in one matir, and the other matir you mechashev behechshir, as it's like one big avoida that you did behechshir, where it's kosher. As she'en came by pigel, as long as you have a chelik of the avoida be pigel, it passels everything. As Wadin Bechatzi Mater, passels everything. Shmuke Yishuv on Rashi and the Rambam to be Miyashiv the Shail of Taisvis Alayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.